we present the best of South African radio drama for your listening pleasure in Radio Theatre. And now, Act One of this week's story.
My father was the first in our family to become an airman. The first to break the tradition of being noble and lazy landowners. He joined the Royal Flying Corps just before the First World War, and during that war became a renowned fighter ace. That was the time of the old biplane and gallantry among the airmen of both sides. Heroes in their own time, they shared a special bond. A bond possibly experienced only by the ancient gods of Greece. Alone in the clouds, the power of life-giver or life-taker. That's how I saw my father. But even the gods must die. He was shot down over France and went out in a blaze of glory. I was 7 years old then, but his medals and battle ribbons had burned their calling on my pride. I wanted to be like him. So I joined the RAF in 1927 and eventually became the leader of a squadron of Lancaster bombers. 1939. The outbreak of the Second World War, and I saw the honor and the glory well within my reach.
Cloudstorm 1 to control. Cloudstorm 1 to control. Request permission for takeoff.
Control to Cloudstorm 1. Free for takeoff. I repeat, you are free for takeoff.
Roger, control. We'll proceed with takeoff and effecting radio silence until mission return.
Roger, Cloudstorm 1.
Success
and happy hunting. Over and out.
Well, Arthur, we're on our own.
As always, old chap. As always.
Then, let's be off, shall we?
We present A Gentleman's Sport by Nicholas Ratcliffe. Starring Glenn Day and Mark Legmond.
I hope the weather holds out. Do you want me to take over for a while?
No, I'm enjoying it. I'll let you take us home after we've dropped the load.
What do we hit tonight?
A little industrial town called Kassel.
Weren't you at the briefing?
Yes, but I fell asleep. I think it's a bit boring after a while.
Who? The old man?
Yes. Oh, he's a decent sort, but he does go on a bit.
He's the best CEO we've ever had. You'd best be sure that he doesn't find you out.
Find me out? What do you mean, Spencer?
You don't exactly pay much attention at the briefings, do you, Arthur? A person would think that you're not very much interested in this war.
I'm not. Who the hell in his right mind is?
I am.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Anyway, the old man doesn't even notice me. As long as I'm flying as your co-pilot, he doesn't worry about me as much. Thinks the world of you, you know.
No, I don't know.
Of course you do. He's got a terribly soft spot for you. Well, maybe it's because he served with your father in the First War.
That's got nothing to do with it.
I'm sorry, Spencer. I didn't mean to upset you by mentioning your father in such a casual sense. He was a great pilot.
He was the greatest pilot.
Yes, yes. You know, Spencer, I'm getting a little worried about you.
Why?
Well, you seem so impressed with your father's achievements as a fighter pilot in the First War that you're starting to forsake everything else while trying to follow in his footsteps.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, come on, Spencer. You've got more than most other men.
I haven't got everything.
You've got a beautiful wife.
I haven't got everything.
Just given birth to your son. You come from a wealthy family.
Are you listening to me? I said that I haven't got everything.
I heard what you said, old boy. But who has?
My father.
What?
I said that my father had everything.
Well, he had a lot, I'll grant.
He had everything.
What does that mean, he had everything? What did he have that you don't? He also had a wife, a baby, which was you, and still is, judging by how little you've grown up.
He had the medal, Arthur.
the VC, and all the honor and glory that comes with it.
Oh, I don't believe what I'm hearing. You're telling me that you don't have as much as he had just because of a VC?
I'm telling you that I don't have anything until I have the VC.
Oh, I really don't believe what I'm hearing.
It's no joke, Arthur.
You're telling me it's no joke. And even if it were, I wouldn't be laughing.
Ever since I was a young boy and I saw my father receive his VC, I knew that I had to be decorated too someday.
But why? Your father was a pilot, and so you became one. I can understand that. But just because he won a VC now, you have... That I don't understand.
I didn't think that you would.
Try me. Explain the reason to me so that I can understand.
You really want to know?
I'm your friend, Spencer. Yes, I do.
Well, it started when my father came home on leave one day. I ran out to meet him.
It's Daddy! Daddy's home!
How's my young man then, huh? Been busy while I've been away?
Oh, yes, Daddy. I've got 7 new stamps for my collection.
Stamps? That's very nice. Now, why don't you go and play outside for a while? I want to talk to Mummy.
All right. But only if I can wear your cap.
Yeah, you are. Off you go now.
Oh, darling. Oh, I'm glad you're home. Oh, we've missed you.
It's nice to be home.
Is it?
Well, of course it is. Why shouldn't it be?
Oh, well, it's nothing, really.
It must be something, else you wouldn't have asked. Come on, out with it.
Well, it's just that whenever you come home on leave, you usually can't wait to get back to your airplanes and the war.
Nonsense. I came home to see my family. I missed you too, you know.
It's wonderful to have you home, my darling.
Now, tell me about these stamps that Spencer's been collecting.
Well, it's just a hobby to pass the time when you're not here. Well,
he's been collecting them for months now.
Yes? What of it?
Well, it's not exactly the kind of hobby for a young man, no, is it?
He's not a young man. He's a young boy.
He's my son.
Oh, I see. He should be collecting airplanes, should he? His father's a fighter pilot. And his son should be one too when he grows up, right?
Not exactly. It's just that I...
It's just that you do expect him to become just like you. Admit it.
Oh, right, yes. He's my son, and yes, I do expect him to have a man's profession when he grows up.
He's my son as well.
I was standing near the door where I couldn't be seen and heard everything. I cried for nights long after that. I thought that my father didn't love me because I collected stamps. I decided to become like him so that he would love me again. That's ridiculous, Spencer. I made a fire in the garden, and one by one I threw my stamps into the flames. As they burned, I made a vow to become a great fighter pilot. And that night, I dreamed of burning stamps. Thousands of burning stamps flying all over the sky. When my father returned home on leave 3 months later, I had a new hobby. My room was filled with model aeroplanes. My father paid a lot more attention to me. He even helped me to plan the building of a new one. And while we were busy, he said,
"Now, isn't it better to be a pilot than to collect stamps, Spencer?"
"Yes, it is, Daddy. I want to be just like you when I get big."
"That's my boy. After all, flying is a gentleman's sport. And you're a young gentleman, aren't you, Spencer?"
"Yes, Daddy."
He left after the weekend, full of pride for me as his son. I was happy. That night, I had the same dream of the burning stamps. Only this time, the stamps all joined together and became a burning airplane. The next day, my mother received the news of my father's death. He'd been shot down over France. She tried to hide it from me for a while, but I already knew. I didn't cry for him. but rather was filled with pride. What started as a forced interest became a real obsession. I knew what I wanted to become, and I knew what I had to achieve. Without it, I would have nothing.
I'm sorry, Spencer.
Don't be sorry, Arthur. It's what I wanted, and my father wanted.
I never understood before, and although I understand now, I'm not sure that I can agree with the way you plan on achieving your glory.
What do you mean?
You're endangering your crew's lives, Spencer, with this death wish.
It's not a death wish.
Well, what would you call it, then? Flying in at low levels to drop the bombs?
Necessary.
You always try to push it. Always go deeper than any other pilot into enemy territory to get information.
I do my job.
You do more than is asked, Spencer, old boy. What other plane has an X-47 camera attached permanently for aerial photography?
I don't care about any other plane.
You should. They're your boys, and you are their squadron leader.
No, I do care. You're confusing me.
I hope so. We've been lucky so far, but I think that your obsession is going to land us in trouble one day. We should be coming up to the target area soon. Shall I order the crew to stand by?
No. We'll drop our particular load on the way back.
On the way back from where?
We're going further inland to do a little aerial photography.
But those aren't our
orders. Those are my orders.
Spencer, I don't think that you...
Don't think, Arthur. I'll do all the thinking. You may be my friend, but I'm still the squadron leader. And you're still only my co-pilot, remember?
Yes, Air Vice Marshal.
Some flak. Check the crew.
The navigator's dead.
The rest are all right.
Your arm's bleeding. Are you hit?
Just a flesh wound, I think.
Are you sure that you're all right?
Yes, damn it, Spencer. Just get the rest of us back home safely, will you?
Come in.
You wanted to see me, Commander?
Squadron Leader Spencer, yes. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Now then, I want to speak to you about a very delicate subject, but it must be discussed.
Well, I can't imagine what it could be, sir.
You can't? You know what the men are saying about you, don't you, Spencer?
No, sir. What's that?
Well, they're saying that you're a jinx, a journer. They're scared to fly with you.
Really, sir? Why is that?
Well, why don't you tell me?
I don't know, sir.
It's this bloody obsession of yours. Every time you return from a mission, you've got a plane load full of casualties.
Yet I still return, sir.
And one of those who don't? You've lost two planes shot down. Not to mention Jenkins, your navigator, dead.
He was a good man.
Yes, he was. And so are you, Spencer. You're the best squadron leader I've got. But damn reckless. You deliberately disobeyed orders on this last mission.
If you'll forgive me, sir, I didn't disobey any orders. We bombed the target as ordered.
But you didn't have any orders to proceed further inland to take any aerial photographs, did you?
No, sir. But as the squadron leader, I exercised the right to use my discretion. Those photographs are an important piece of information.
Well, I won't deny that, but the casualties could have been minimal if you hadn't flown on through to get that information.
My squadron's casualty figures are no higher than any other squadron, sir.
Maybe. But if you weren't so determined to succeed all the time, your figures would be much lower. I know what you're after, Spencer. I knew your father well. He was a very brave man. Brave, not a reckless one. He didn't go looking for recognition or glory. He did his job as best he could. And he was awarded the Victoria Cross because he did it so well.
I also do my job as best I can, sir.
Yes, but you can't risk everything and go looking for a medal. It must come to you. You'll get your chance, Spencer.
I don't have anything to risk, sir.
Yeah? What about your wife, your young son? They need you.
I still don't have anything to risk until I have the medal.
Captain Jinks himself.
I'll bet 10 quid that the next navigator who flies with Spencer only lasts 1 week. Any takers?
No, thanks. I don't want to lose.
Have you heard about this new game that's being played?
No. Tell us.
Well, it's called Spencer's Roulette. We all draw straws and the loser gets to become Spencer's new navigator.
All right, you lot.
You can't conduct yourself properly, you can get out.
There you are, Spencer. Double scotch.
Aren't you supposed to be in, well, in the hospital?
You're trapped. Can't stand the place. Oh, they gave me a couple of stitches and made me promise to take things easy for a while. How are you?
Arthur, I'm sorry.
Sorry about what?
Getting you shot up. Losing Jenkins.
Oh, it's part of your life, old chap. It's part of your war. I'm starting to accept it.
My wife's leaving me, Arthur.
What? Why? You two love each other. You've just had a baby.
That's the reason. She says that she'd rather tell my son that I went away than to tell him that his dad died pursuing a childish dream.
I'm sorry. Well, she's right, you know.
I know she's right.
What are you going to do?
What can I do?
Well, you can't let her go.
It's not my choice. I owe her so much. I haven't given her anything. You heard those boys earlier. They're right, you know. I am jinxed.
You're not jinxed. It's your search for honor and glory that is.
I owe you all something. And I've got to find a way to make it up to all of you.
Spencer's a jinx. Spencer's a jinx.
I'll bet 10 quid that the next navigator only lasts 1 week. Any takers?
No, thanks. I don't want to lose.
Have you heard about the new game that's being played?
No.
Tell us. It's called Spencer's Roulette. We all draw straws and the loser gets to become Spencer's
Spencer, wake up. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. I was dreaming of a nightmare by the sounds of it. Yes. A nightmare.
What was it about?
Pilots. Dead pilots. Some of the faces I remember, that the others were just skeletons. Jenkins was there, and they were laughing at me. They were all burning flames, and they were laughing at me.
All right, well, you're all right now.
What did you want, Arthur?
Control just received a Mayday signal.
What?
It came from Tubby Johnson and his crew.
Oh, some of the boys in our squadron. What happened?
They were on a special mission over the French coastline and got shot out of the sky. They went in the drink.
What?
Somewhere in the middle of the channel.
Oh, no. Who's leading the rescue search?
There is no rescue search, Spencer.
What? What do you mean there's no rescue search?
The chances of them still being alive are very small, and the weather makes it impossible.
We must still try.
Take a look at the weather, Spencer. The fog. It's like pea soup out there. It'll be almost impossible.
Almost is not definitely. There's still a chance.
Where are you going?
To find my boys.
I did try to stop him, Wing Commander.
Is he mad? Must be mad, absolutely mad. Nobody can fly in this weather, not even Spencer.
After I told him, he headed straight for the coastal recce base, ordered the mechanic to refuel a Catalina, and flew off.
Was he alone?
Yes.
Only an idiot would try to take up a Catalina single-handed. You should have stopped him, Arthur.
I tried, sir, but he is my senior officer. I couldn't do very much.
Well, even if Johnson and his crew are still alive, how does Spencer expect to rescue them?
Well, he's flown cats before. Obviously, he plans to land on the sea.
Ah, that's impossible. The sea's far too rough. Weather report indicated a storm brewing. He'd be like a cork bobbing on the ocean.
Yes, the best we can do is just hope and pray for the best.
I knew his search for that damn Victoria Cross would kill him one day.
You know, sir, I don't believe that he's even thinking about it now. His main concern at this moment is for his men.
Fuck. Well, I have to take that chance and fly lower. I can't see anything from up here. For 14 minutes and still no sign of them.
son.
Dad? Dad, is that you?
You must go back, my boy.
I can't, Dad. I must find them.
It's too dangerous. You must go back. There will be another day for you to win the medal. Go back now.
The medal? I didn't come here to find the medal. I came here to find my men.
The medal, Spencer. The medal is all that matters.
No. No, it's not.
Oh, let the boy collect stamps if he wants to. It's only a hobby to pass the time when you're away.
It's not exactly the kind of hobby for a young man, is it?
He's not a young man. He's a young boy.
He's my son.
No, no, I won't listen. Do you hear me? I won't listen. I must land. I must get lower and land as close as possible. Right, boys! Here I come!
Isn't it better to be a pilot than a stamp collector, Spencer?
I want my men back. Do you hear? And this time, I will get them back. I'll get them back home safely. The life craft. I can see the rubber life craft. Must land now. This plane into matchsticks. Must get the side door open.
Happy to see you, sir.
Close the door. You'll find blankets and scotch in the back. It'll warm you. Now, hold on. We are going home.
You deserve a medal for this, sir.
Commander, they're back. Spencer's back.
They're back? Back? Did he get the crew?
Yes, they're all back safely.
Oh, he did it. He did it, the man's a marvel. Absolute marvel. Look, firstly, I want the crew taken into hospital, and then I want
that
you to...
That won't be necessary, sir.
Oh, why not?
Well, after the plane landed, they all tumbled out of the back, merry as jesters, all singing, for he's a jolly good fellow.
That's marvellous. Then tell Spencer that I want to see him, now.
I wonder if that could possibly wait until the morning, sir.
Wait? What do you mean, wait? What for? I want to congratulate him right now.
Well, the truth is that he's gone home to his wife and baby, sir.
Oh, damn cheek. Yes. Yes, of course, he's... But he's still in the RAF, you know.
I know, sir.
I mean, we can't have the pilots going home whenever they get the urge to, am I right?
Quite right, sir.
Yes, of course. What would become of the Air Force if everyone decided to do that, I ask you?
Yes, sir.
When will he be back, do you think?
Tomorrow, I think, sir.
Oh, well, I suppose that's fair enough. But I want to see him first thing in the morning. You hear me, Arthur?
Yes, sir. I'll tell him.
Oh, and Arthur, when you see him, tell him from me a damn fine piece of work.
Yes, sir.
And also tell him that he's done enough. Huh? Enough. He can now forget the dangerous dream of a blasted VC hanging from his chest.
I don't have to tell him, sir. I'm sure he realizes that now.
When you're not here.
He's been collecting them for months now.
Yes. What of it?
Well, it's not exactly the kind of hobby for a young man, is it?
He's not a young man. He's a young boy.
He's my son.
Oh, I see. He should be collecting airplanes, should he? His father's a fighter pilot, and his son should be one too when he grows up. Right?
Not exactly. It's just that I...
It's just that you do expect him to become just like you. Admit it.
Oh, right, yes. He's my son, and yes, I do expect him to have a man's profession when he grows up.
He's my son as well.
Memories of my marriage.
My wife's leaving me, Arthur.
What? Why?
You two love each other. You've just had a baby. That's the reason. She says that she'd rather tell my son that I went away than to tell him that his dad died pursuing a childish dream. I'm sorry.
Well, she's right, you know.
I know she's right. What are you going to do?
What can I do?
Well, you can't let her go. It's not my choice.
I owe her so much. I haven't given her anything. You heard those boys earlier. May I write you them? I am jinxed.
You're not.
Memories of a gentleman's sport.
happy to see you, sir.
Close the door. You'll find blankets and scotch in the back. It'll warm you. Now, hold on. We're going home.
You deserve a medal for this, sir.
On my return that night, I settled a lot of debts. With my wife, my friends, with myself, and with my father. My wife and I have had a long and happy life together. My son is all grown up now. No, he didn't follow in my footsteps and become a fighter pilot. I let him make his own choice, and he became a music student. He graduated with honors and now plays with an international touring orchestra. I think about the early years quite often these days. I have the time, you see. Apart from my stamp collection, there's nothing much to keep me very busy. I remember one thing in particular, and that is the night I landed after the rescue mission. I went home to see my wife and son. I held him in my arms and made all kinds of promises to him, none of which I have broken to this day. That very night, I had another dream. This time, not of burning planes or dead friends, but of my father. I was flying in a cloudless sky, and all of a sudden, I got the feeling that I was being followed. I looked to my right, and there he was, in his old biplane, his wing almost touching mine. He looked over to me, smiling lovingly. He gave me a thumbs-up sign, and then he did a victory roll and was gone. But before he disappeared, I noticed the medal on his chest, shining brightly. In my dream, I looked at the medal on my chest, and it was shining as brightly as his did.
You've just heard A Gentleman's Sport by Nicholas Ratcliffe. Glenn Day as Spencer. Mark Legwood, Arthur. And Ken Taylor, the Wing Commander. Supporting cast: John Dennison, Elizabeth Williams, Roland Stafford, Linda Delport, David Butler, David Thomas, and Michael Blaze. Sound effects: Eckhard Barr. Audio recording: Alan Raby. Directed by Andre Botner.
Listen again next week for another play from the archives of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa in Radio Theatre.